Welcome back to Crazed Minute. It is only me this week. Pretty sad. I know Grace makes everything so much better, and I'm a little lonely. I'm sure you all are pretty sick of my voice at this point because I talk so much. But that's okay. Deal with it, because she is working. I know this episode is kind of late. I've been really busy. I'm taking driver's ed right now because I'm just a little kid. So I've been trying to work this recording into my schedule. Be ready to listen to my voice for a few minutes. Also, this one will probably be shorter because there won't be much discussion going on between me and Grace. Today, we are talking about Atlantis. Yippee! We kind of mentioned it in the last episode on the Bermuda Triangle. And I decided it's time to record about it because I've taken like a couple weeks. So, here are the origins laid out for you. It was first told about in two dialogues, which are kind of like just speeches between two people. And these were written by Plato. They were called Timaeus and Critias, if that's how you say them. And they were written around 360 BC. So when we think of Atlantis, we think of like a paradise and utopian mermaids, stuff like that. But originally, it was pretty much the opposite. So there's a professor of archaeology named Ken Feeder, and he wrote a book about stuff and things. He says that in Plato's story, Atlantis is not quite a place to be honored or emulated at all. Atlantis is not the perfect society, quite the contrary. Atlantis is the embodiment of materially wealthy, technologically advanced, and militarily powerful nation that has become corrupted by its wealth, sophistication, and might. So basically America times three. If you have seen the episode of SpongeBob when he goes to visit Atlantis and everything is really cool and nice, they got that completely wrong because it's not a paradise. There's a bunch of people who are rich and like it and like being rich and powerful and want to be over people and want to rule over them. And when we look over all of the facts, it seems pretty darn obvious that Atlantis is made up because, well, the only place it's really talked about originally is in Plato's writings. But like, if it were real, we would see more of it before that, but we'd never even hear the name until Plato writes about it. Many people over the generations have claimed that there has to be some sort of truth behind these myths, so they continually search for where it could be, and countless of them claim to have located the lost continent all around the world. So basically they're just like, oh, it's here in India. Nope, psych, it's by Bermuda. And they base all of these different ideas on the same fact, which makes it even more unsteady. So Plato actually tells us, though, exactly where it is. He says, and I quote, "For the ocean, there was at that time navigable, or navigable, however you'll want to say it, I don't know. For in the front of the mouth, which you Greeks call, as you say, the Pillar of Hercules, there lay an island, which is larger than Libya and Asia together. In other words, it lies in the Atlantic Ocean, beyond the Straits of Gibraltar, at the mouth of the Mediterranean. But, not surprisingly, it's never been found." And now, I'm going to give you a little tidbit about Anchor Podcast. So, that's kind of just the backstory of what it is. They were supposedly pretty technologically advanced. They were said to have fire crystals, like we mentioned before, to power their whole city. And obviously, as we talked about, they were rich. And they liked that they were rich. Here are the theories, though, on what on earth happened to it. So the first theory is the classic theory that we all kind of know already. Gosh, this is going so fast. I need to slow down. So this is pretty simple. It sunk. So it was literally just built wrong. It was built on shifting waters, on the tectonic plates or whatever. And it flooded so much that it was eventually just swallowed up. So there's like a whole lot of science-y reasoning as to why this can't be the case, because they're like, oh yeah, that's not how tectonic plates work and stuff. But, you know, let us believe. We still want to think that it was swallowed, okay? The ocean swallows things, like Atlantis and ships in the Bermuda Triangle. Speaking of which, beautiful transition to our next theory, which was that it was swallowed up by the Bermuda Triangle, of course. Throwback to the last episode, if anyone even remembers it, because it was so dang long ago. We mentioned Atlantis in our last episode as a theory for disappearances in the Bermuda Triangle. But maybe the Bermuda Triangle swallowed it up, which increased its own strength. Supporters of this theory actually point out the discovery of what seems to be man-made walls and streets found off the coast of a place called Bimini, which kind of sounds like bikini, which kind of sounds like Bikini Bottom. So I don't know about SpongeBob. I don't know. But scientists have concluded that these structures are just natural beach rock formations. Boring. I think that they were streets. And there's nothing a scientist can say to make me not think that. So our next theory is that Atlantis was Antarctica. Which is, I literally put like a question mark after that on my notes because that makes zero sense. Well, kind of. So there's a dude, his name is Charles Hapgood, and in 1958, he wrote this book about Earth's shifting crust, and he says 12,000 years ago, the Earth's crust shifted, displacing the continent that became Antarctica from a location much further north than it is today. So the magnificent advanced city was soon buried underneath layers and layers of ice and snow. That kind of makes sense, but also not really, because Antarctica is huge, and Atlantis wasn't, I don't think, as big as that. So our last theory, oh my gosh, I'm going way too fast. We're only like 7 minutes in, jeez. Anyways, our last theory is that Atlantis is a Minoan civilization. More than 4,000 years ago, a civilization flourished on the Greek islands of Crete and Thera, which are both now known as Santorini. These were the Minoans, and they were the first Europeans to use written language and were pretty darn ahead of their times. Which, hey, connections. So was Atlantis. Ding ding ding. Historians believe that around 1600 BC, a huge, enormous earthquake shook the volcano island of Thera, which caused a huge, enormous eruption, and it threw 10 million tons of rock, ash, and gas into the atmosphere. There were tsunamis that followed the eruption, and they were large enough to completely wipe out the Minoan cities, which is a devastating event that may have caused Atlantis to sink and become mermaid paradise. I actually think that Ariel or the Little Mermaid might have been based in Atlantis, but I don't know for certain. So now that we're done, I gotta find random stuff to talk about. I have been recently promising my dad that I will go to boot camp with him because I want to get in shape. Quarantine has not been kind to me, and now that it's basically over, I am struggling. But every time that I'm about to go, some random thing pops up. So like last week it was going to a friend's cabin, and this week it's going to a different friend's cabin. So I think my body's like, nope, you're not getting exercise, ha ha ha. You are going to stay in your shape that you are right now, which I do not appreciate, so please stop. I actually have no clue what we're going to talk about next week, because we've got so many things we could talk about. There's so many random things, and I don't have Grace here to, like, help me come up with something. I'm pretty sure she's come up with half of the things we've talked about so far, which I guess is only two. Okay, so next week, I think I know what we're going to talk about. I was just looking at my computer for a little bit, and you don't have to listen if you don't want to. I think I'm going to talk about something a little bit spooky. We are going to talk about, like, ghosts and stuff and different dimensions and how all that works. I promised Grace I wouldn't talk about anything spooky with her, but I don't think she'll be there to worry about it, so suck it. I'm just kidding. So if you don't want to listen to something scary, you can just skip that one and wait till our next one comes out. I don't think it'll be too spooky. I'll just be talking about what on earth I think happens after we die, or what I think ghosts are. It'll be nothing like a horror movie or the Poltergeist or something. I don't care. But anyways, if you don't want to listen to that, you don't have to. If you do want to listen to it, just be mindful that it will not be that scary. And if you want to listen to an actually scary podcast, go look up spooky podcasts. I don't know. Also, I forgot to mention that we still have a Patreon. I have heard that the link in my show description is not clickable, but I think that there is a clickable link in the episode description. Either you can click on my Patreon support or my Anchor support, because I use the app Anchor to record all my sessions and edit them. So look into that. Help us out just a little bit. Yep. That's all I got for y'all today. Pretty short, little bite-sized episode. And I will see you next time. Ba-ba-ba-da!